each step forward, no matter how small, is progress. That gets back to the goals, the manageable goals, break down into large goals. That step forward is progress. We all want to have the big result, the big party, the big everything, but it's the small steps that give us the results. So we have to take the small steps. All right, let's go. If you are tired of not feeling fit, tired of just not having a focus, tired of just not having the financial resources that you deserve, this is your place to be. This is the Live 100 podcast, the place you come to transform yourself to get the results you want. Today, I wanted to talk about a book that I just finished, and it was a recommendation by a friend. It was The 12-Hour Walk by Colin O'Brady, and I thought it really had a lot of takeaways that really transcend and adapt and live within the Live 100 principles. So I wanted to bring you some of the excerpts from the book, some of the things that really stood out to me, because I know it can be useful to you so you can carry forward within your message. Because I think back in some of my biggest transformations, my biggest eye-opening events, the biggest thoughts in my head, the biggest times is when I go out and I run long distances. It just allows me to just clear my mind and allows me to have just clear conscious thoughts where I'm just truly in the moment. And that's sometimes where my best ideas come from, or where I unlock all the solutions to the problems that I'm facing in the current moment. So for you, is there a moment in your day, is there a moment in your time when you do something that allows you to just have the space to think clearly? And the concept around the 12-hour walk is that you set a date and you go out there and achieve a 12-hour walk. There's no distance to be had. There's no time to finish the walk in. Is that for 12 hours, you have no outside distractions, that you don't bring your phone just for safety reasons, but you go and you just walk the 12 hours. And for that, just allow yourself to be. And you think about that today, in today's fast-moving pace, right? How many of you would actually commit to that? How many of you would say, yo, I'm too busy. When would I find the time to that? How could I actually do that? How could I be away from my phone too long? Think about all that. But when you think about it, how could you not? Ryan Holiday says something that really is a nice thing. You know, Ryan Holiday is the Daily Stoic. He's a writer a lot on stoicism. And he says, many times if you go out there and take a walk, it will magically help you. Or I'm butchering this, but it will definitely help you. And I cannot say that it won't help you, but I can't say it won't hurt you either. And what it means is that going out there into nature just allows you to get back to the true essence of what is. And most of our days are spent in rooms where we're closed off to the outside world, where we're not connected anymore. We have so many other ways where we rarely are face-to-face with people. We're rarely just outside with the actual physical earth within air, right? So we're cut off and we find ourselves secluded in many ways, both in our mind, our thoughts, and just our overall relationships. And for us to get back to expose ourselves to what is, it allows us to open up to the possibilities and the potential of what the future holds. So a few things here that are some of the takeaways centered around personal growth, resiliency, and self-discovery. And you know, Colin O'Brady, if you don't know who he has a number of just Guinness Book of World Records and just for doing massive feats, from climbing the tallest mountains in the world in just extreme conditions to rowing across some of the most dangerous and treacherous paths of ocean that there is, right? So he has a lot of things that he's accomplished in a little bit of time, right? And some of the key takeaways is the power of the mindset. It's just crucial in overcoming your challenges. It's positive thinking and mental fortitude can turn obstacles into opportunities. Think about it. It's the obstacles of how we see them. However, the thought of how we look at an obstacle can also be the opportunity for growth. Ryan Holiday's book that goes with this is The Obstacle is the Way. Many times we want to get away from having anything in our path, but it usually is the thing that's standing in our way is the thing that we have to focus on, the thing that we have to embrace to move forward. And that leads us to the next one, embrace discomfort. Growth often comes from stepping outside your comfort zone. Yeah, we know this, right? We're comfortable in where we are. We're not happy with the results. And so we don't take any steps outside of it, but we hate where we are. But we have to embrace the discomfort, because everything we want is on the other side of the struggle. Going forward, the solitude as a tool for reflection. Spending time alone, away from distractions, allows a deep reflection for us that better understands our goals, our values, and our desires. Can you imagine just could turn off all the noise? If you could just turn everything off and just have you sit there Your mind's going to go. Your mind's going to work 75, 80,000 thoughts a day. You're going to think, but can you think clearly? Can you think when there's no distractions, right? Think about all the things that you could accomplish, all the things that could be had if you could just have the time to clearly think through them. This leads us into the commitment to the journey. I say this a lot. It's funny. I said here, taking the first step is often the hardest part of any journey. It's so true. Everything that's from where you are to where you want to be starts with that first step. Yet you're so scared to take that first step. Can you find the courage? Can you find the bravery within yourself? Just take that first step. Understand that first step is not off a cliff, and maybe except for Colin O'Brady, but that first step is for you taking a step basically off curb. But what it's going to do, it's going to unpack all the opportunities that are in front of you. It's going to give you all the good, that's the bad. It's going to give you all the direction, the indication of what could potentially be right ahead of you. So why not take that first step? Why not have the courage to believe in yourself? And with this, that allows you to break down large goals. Another thing they talk about here is that large goals can be overwhelming. Breaking them down to smaller, manageable steps can make them more attainable. So true. We see this big, lofty goal, whether it's to go climb Mount Everest, to make $1 million, start this billion-dollar company. But we forget, what's the first thing we have to do? What are the small, manageable steps that we can take today? Because that starts to give us confidence, and confidence builds into action, and action builds into momentum. Right? So what are the manageable steps you can lead into your goals? And I go into some of the parts and some of the key quotes that came from this book is that discomfort is the currency of your dreams. Let that sink in. Discomfort is the currency of your dreams. I love that. Is that you want to dream big? Well, it's going to take you to be uncomfortable to go and reach the new patterns of your life that you haven't been before. Embrace the uncertainty, for it's unknown that the greatest growth happens. In the unknown, the greatest growth happens. How can we grow if it's just constantly being into what we know? The unknown is where everything that's opportunity for us stands. Are you willing to take the risk to put yourself into the unknown? Each step forward, no matter how small, is progress. That gets back to the goals, the manageable goals. Break down into large goals. A step forward is progress. We all want to have the big result, the big hada, the big party, right? The big everything. But it's the small steps that give us the results. So we have to take the small steps. And that leads us into takeaway here, to physical endurance and mental strength. Challenges can strengthen mental resilience. I say it all the time that your body can go farther, right? Many times when I'm running, it's not my body. My body's not like, oh, I've had enough. It's my mind that says, you know what? I think I'm good. But I have to push through my mind and say, okay, let's just go to that next step and see how you're feeling. My body gets there, right? My body continues to get there, but my mind constantly wants to tell me to stop. Is everything that happens within your day, within your goals, within your outreach, is that your mind tells you to stop. You can keep going. You can do one more thing. You can go out there and make 5 more calls. You can go out there and knock on 3 more doors. You can go out there and send 53 more emails. You can go out there and underwrite a deal. You can go out there and make an offer. You can, but your mind tells you you can't. So the choice you have is that you have to, again, commit to the journey, and you'll discover strengths you never knew you had. Now, I want to leave you with this last part. The first step is the hardest, but it sets the momentum for the entire journey. And he was talking about this great part. I can't recall if he was the first person unaided to trek across, I think, Antarctica. It was either Arctica or Antarctica. And it was him versus a British soldier. The British soldier was basically the same class as like a Navy SEAL, right? And it was who was going to do the fastest. And he got dropped down. He had 300 pounds of equipment that he had dragged. Now, of course, that equipment was going to get lighter as he trekked across the Arctic, right? Because he'd be eating food, he'd be using supplies and all these things. But he gets dropped off, and then the British soldier gets dropped off. I think it was like a half mile. They agreed they were going to start with the same distance between them to the finish, but about a half mile away. But he could see them because he's just in a clear, barren land. So he could see this guy. And he gets off, and he gets going. He's all excited to go, and he tries to take that first step, and it crushes him because it's 300 pounds, and he stops down. He tries to take another step again. He can't do it. He turns around and looks to his side, and the British soldier just starts taking off, and he's way ahead of him, right? Well, he gives his mind. He sits there for a moment. He gets his thoughts back together. He gets clarity on the mission, and finally, he starts getting going with that first step. Lo and behold, the British soldier is way ahead of them, right? Way ahead of him. And Colin had only planned to walk, I think it was something like 8 or 10 hours a day. And what happened is the British soldier had gotten so much further ahead of him because he was able to have strong outreach out of the gate. But the momentum in his mind that Colin started building is that he finally understood that he had to do more hours in a day than the British soldier. And he started doing from 8 to 10, 10 to 12 hours a day, that he was just walking one step after the other, after the other, after the other. And he finally caught the British soldier, where he was neck and neck with the British soldier, and it kept going and going. And he just told himself that he had the momentum, that he was not going to stop. And finally, the British soldier stopped, and Colin continued forward to about that 12-hour mark. And the next day, he did it again. And the next day he did it again. And after the course of a couple of weeks, he became the first person unaided to cross this barren land with no help, with no assistance in the freezing cold temperatures. And he beat this British soldier who, of course, if you look in the outset, had more rank, had more bandwidth, should have been the superior person. But Colin did it because he had the mental fortitude to continue forward. So I'll leave you there. The self-discovery, the journey of a 12-hour walk is about self-discovery. It's something very interesting to you and your path. And I ask you, what you go through in Live 100 is a vehicle for you to have self-discovery, for you to transform where you are to where you want to be. So ask yourself, what's stopping you today? What's keeping you from taking action? What's keeping you from getting the momentum? What's keeping you from pushing forward? There's so many things you can do, but it starts with you. Now, if you want to know where you are as part of your Live 100 journey, go over to jasonuniversity.com. There's a free assessment tool you can use to just understand exactly where you stand today as part of your Live 100. Answer some simple questions that get you to the core philosophy of where your starting points are as part of the 9 principles of Live 100. And if you can do anything, go down there, leave us an honest ratings review. It's helped this podcast grow tremendously. And I really like this. I have a couple other books I'm reading that I think could be really valuable to be in here. So if you like this, right, make sure you go out there and share this message. I'll make sure to do more of these into the future. That's what I got today. Let's do this.